Hello, how's it going?
Hi, Zach is dumb.
No, you're pretty stupid.
You're pretty stinky.
No, you're pretty terrible.
No.
I'm pretty exhausted by that.
Yeah, how long was that movie?
It said it was 2 hours, but it really felt like it was
Four.
more than that.
We're talking about the Joker.
It's
Joker.
just
Okay.
Joker.
I'm so sorry.
You can't call it the Joker.
Oh my
That takes away from its art film pretenses
God. Of course.
that it tried really hard
Having
in.
the in front of stuff is so lame.
Yeah, that makes it not arty.
Okay.
If it's just Joker, then it's like, oh, look at this. They
All
don't
right.
even have time to put the in front of it.
All right, well, I will not make that mistake again.
You shouldn't.
I will for sure. Okay, let's talk about it. It was overrated. I want my disclaimer to be that I had not seen this movie, but am a person on the internet, so I knew. I actually didn't know the ending, but I read about the movie and the plot. I did know about that's Zazie Beetz, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you. I don't. It's. I think it's Zazie or Zazie. I don't know if it's Zazie or
We're
Zazie.
probably fucking it up, but
Yeah.
I did know about how he was imagining her stuff. So I've read people's reviews, but I know it's critically acclaimed, so I tried to go in with an open mind, but was very disappointed. Anyway.
Well, it was just like. I mean, a lot's been made about how it's very 70s influenced. Like, obviously, the movie takes place in the 70s, but
Yeah.
it also loves to really mimic the look and feel of 70s films,
Yes.
certain
In
70s
specifically,
films.
Taxi Driver, one of
Yeah.
your favorite films of all time.
Yeah, but it's not even just that. It's more along the lines of why is it, what's the point? It
For
doesn't like I what's the I mean what's the point of mimicking, like, why mimic the look and feel of Taxi Driver? Why not just, you can
Well,
set your movie in the 70s, that's fine.
but I guess because of it's in the 70s and he wanted to make that parallel, pay homage, especially since Robert De Niro was in the cast.
You wanted to get your art cred?
Yeah, and you want to be like, look what I can do. Look at all my connections no one ever thought of, like having the Joker uprising with that person in the clown mask killing the parents. Because is
Right.
that part of the origin story?
Well, it's part of, I mean, it
I
is.
mean, I know his parents get shot at behind the theater, but was it by a Joker
No, it
person?
wasn't. That's new. But
Right.
there are so many fucking Bruce Wayne,
Yeah.
like, origin stories.
Yeah.
But the main origin story of Bruce Wayne is that, he's with his parents at a movie. There isn't like an uprising.
Oh, okay.
He's with his parents at a movie. They leave, they go down like an alley, and then somebody just mugs them. And Thomas Wayne, his father, doesn't like, tries to stop him, but gets shot. And the
Yeah.
guy shoots his mother.
Right. I know. I saw the Christian Bale Batmans.
Yeah.
I know what happens.
So, yeah, it's more, it's not, it has, I mean, in Tim Burton's Batman, they made Joker the actual murderer.
Oh, really? Okay, because I asked you if that was going to happen in this one, and you were like, no.
Which was a large point of contention with earlier comic book fans.
So I have a lot of questions about origin stuff for Joker because I know there's so many different strands, but I have to like remind myself that comics aren't necessarily like logical timeline wise, because I always, you and my brother are always talking about comic
Reminding
books
you.
and telling me, and I'm like, I thought that happened before this, and you're like, it doesn't work that way. And
Yeah.
so
Yeah, no, we're yeah, it's we're usually reminding you that, like, you absolutely cannot, like, think comic timelines matter.
okay. So
because they're just going to change.
Okay. But so, because I asked you in this film, is Joker supposed to be that much older than Batman? And you said, Joker is...
Is that what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say Joker?
In my memory, because I was still watching, that's what it sounded like. I don't actually remember what you said, but I think it was something along the lines of Joker is kind of all over the place. Is that not what you said?
Yes. I was mainly talking about
marriage.
Yeah. I was mainly talking about his origin story. Like, his origin story, it's all over the place. Like, there are multiple ones. Just like there are multiple origin stories for... really any comic book, any popular comic book character, you're gonna get multiple origin stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll throw out what my Christian Bale Batman's out the window and try to just focus on this Joker world.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, technically there's no Batman in this movie. I mean, there is Bruce Wayne, but, you know,
he's so a kid. It's before. So, I mean, let's talk about the actual movie itself for a minute.
All
right. It started in immediately 5 minutes in. I was like, I feel like this is sad porn. It's just immediately violins, like, oh, I'm sad for this mentally ill, middle-aged white man in the 70s.
The score was overbearing. It was good. I usually like the composer. I could never pronounce her name. But she's awesome, and she did the score for Chernobyl, which was, I don't know, twice the score of this movie. But
side note, he listened to the Chernobyl soundtrack in the car for a good week when you started watching it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's sad, but it's awesome.
Come home from work just blasting the sad Chernobyl soundtrack.
Well, you know,
it's like, you know, we all like to, you know, get down to what we get down to.
When you come home from work, you gotta listen to... a sad ass fucking soundtrack.
Anyway,
so yeah, I mean, you're right about that. The fucking score is beating you over the head immediately. It's like sad violins. Hey, guess what? Did you know this guy is mentally ill?
Yeah. And I thought it was really... I didn't know the tear scene was opening the movie. I read about that. I read about all the behind-the-scenes stuff with movies and how Joaquin wasn't scripted to cry, but one single tear fell down and the director kept it and blah, blah, blah. But I just immediately was like, okay. Like, I'm going to quote our friend Hannah and say, like, I didn't need another sad white man movie.
Well, you got one.
And, you know, we talked about Marvel. I like the comic movies and I like the darker versions of them. I am not mad that.
Well, that's the thing is there. This is probably, I mean, for all this movie's flaws, and there are many, it's easily the darkest and most risky of the comic book movies I've seen. I mean, no Marvel movies are really this dark.
No.
And...
well, I thought the Christian Bale ones were dark, but I was like,
I mean, yeah, well, yeah,
14
I mean,
when they came out.
That's a good point. The Dark Knight is... you know, it's got its, like, it's moments. It's definitely it's got dark. Its moments. But... I don't know. It just seems like this was dark for dark's sake. I know it was rated R, and I know all that bullshit. And I'm aware that this movie made $1 billion worldwide at the fucking box office.
Yeah. People want it. People want those movies. I mean, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm not arguing with the themes of the movie, like the anti-1% shit and... stuff like that. I just thought everything was so fucking heavy-handed and obvious.
Yeah.
Incredibly obvious.
Yeah, I do think there could have been... it's like... I feel like this movie was made by someone who was like, I get metaphors. And I get hyperbole. And I get all the pros I learned. And look at me. I'm really creative.
I would love for you to tell that to Todd Phillips, the director. Like, hey, Todd, I saw Joker. I'm really impressed about how you get metaphors.
I might, you know, depends on what I've had to drink that day. But I didn't think... I understand that it's critically acclaimed, and we both said the cinematography was good.
Yeah, no, there obviously there are the. I really dislike the movie, but more because of its fucking artifice and just obviousness. That was my issue with the movie. But on the surface level, yes, the cinematography is excellent. Joaquin Phoenix is great, but Joaquin Phoenix is always great, and he's played that role. He's played that fucking role numerous times.
Yeah.
It's nothing new from Joaquin Phoenix. Like, to play a damaged, disenfranchised white man.
Right, exactly.
It's nothing new.
He's great at it.
Yeah, he's great at it. And of course, obviously, he was great in the movie.
Oh, I do want to say, it's shocking, even knowing about the Zazie Beetz scene.
The twist,
yeah. I, even knowing about that, was shocked to know it tricked people at all. Like, it's so... She talks to him in an elevator.
They really fucking telegraph it.
Like, yeah, it's very blatant in the movie. Like, she just sees him in an elevator. Obviously, they're not friends. She gets a little creeped out when he does his gun thing to, like, back to her in the hallway after the elevator.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next time he sees her, he's going to straight to kiss her. Like, that, that doesn't happen even in movies. Yeah, like, we need a little more. So, obviously, that was a stretch. And then all of a sudden, they were, like, super close and tight. It's just, like, obvious that's fantasy.
Yeah, it's extremely obvious it's fantasy, but...
I tried to not be biased, because I did know, but, I mean, even still, I wanted to buy into it a little bit. I wanted to see why people were tricked, and I didn't see it.
It's extremely obvious, and they telegraphed the hell out of it, but you're right. It is... It would be odd if, you know, anybody was like, oh shit, that fucking fooled me.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember there were like tweets about it when it happened. So I was like, oh.
There were tweets about people being fooled by it?
Yeah. People like, when you realize that the Joker and or Arthur made everything up or whatever.
My fucking eye rolls don't register on volume, but.
They come across in your voice. It's fine.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway, that was surprising to me that people were, that was not a shocking twist. It was a twist, but it was like, well, given everything else, it pretty much makes sense.
I don't know. I resent the fact that this movie is, I mean, obviously awards are not barometers of a movie's quality.
Yeah.
They're not, I mean, they're really not.
Very true.
You know, like there are some dog shit fucking movies that win Oscars. There really are.
Yeah.
But just the fact that this fucking movie is getting so much awards recognition is really fucking upsetting, because there are so many better movies that came out in 2019.
Yeah.
And I understand people are like clamoring over this fucking movie and it was super popular and blah, blah, blah. It made a bunch of money. But also, that's the same thing as a bunch of money doesn't fucking mean anything about quality.
No. Anyone can go see a movie.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact, everyone's opinions are terrible.
Yeah. It's like the fucking Transformers movies made billions of dollars.
Yeah. That also hurts me. But I think that we should watch those. Side note.
Oh, God.
Oh, stay tuned for that one. Okay, anyway, I think
I don't think you would be able to make it through Transformers movies, but...
Oh, they're terrible. Okay, regardless. Anyway, that's a good one to shelf. Okay, so I think that, again, sad boy movie with the violin. And I thought the score was good because whoever that composer is.
Yeah.
I looked at you during one of the last scenes, that talk show scene. And I was like, I'm so uneasy. I just wish it would happen.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen. I just want it to happen. So that was really cool that she was able to make me do that. Cause I was like, ugh.
Also, you were extremely uneasy.
Your girl likes spoilers, and I didn't spoil this one for myself. And this shows you how much I read spoilers, because I couldn't stand it.
You couldn't,
you literally
so couldn't,
impatient.
You couldn't be there like for most of the fucking last 20 minutes.
I just wanted to know.
You were very upset and needed to like know who was going to die.
Oh, my friends hate me for this too. Yeah. They're so mad
they
that I
hate you
know
for
spoilers.
What?
That I want to know spoilers. Everyone's like, would you pick up and read the last page of a book? And I'm like, yes. Absolutely, I would.
I gotta know
if I'm gonna like it.
I would read a fucking... If I wanted to read the last page, I would read the fucking last page.
I like this tone that your voice is taking. Yeah, I know. That's why we are a good match, because we both don't care about spoilers. But usually he reads a spoiler if I don't. And then you didn't. And then I was like, ugh, watching what really happens in real time. Ew. So anyway, that was a really impressive, score for her, because it made me uneasy. But I just think everything was very expected. I mean, I said it kind of reminds me of incel culture, and not that I mean, Joker was actually mentally ill and delusional, and people did treat him like, I mean, I'm not saying that people don't get treated like shit and it breaks them.
Mentally ill people are tossed aside all the time. It's like, yeah, that's very true.
Of course I'm sad for them. Like, yeah. Of course I'm sad that the world has turned on them in other ways too. That's pretty realistic. It gets you sad because you know it happens.
Yeah.
But I still think that, I don't know. It's just like everything just seemed like, yep, that seems, this is how I would write this movie. Mm-hmm. Makes the most sense. Someone who's abused growing up and damaged and mentally ill and then gets made fun of or beaten up, breaks and then kills everyone and then, you know, like starts an uprising because of whatever. So it's just like, I feel like this movie takes all different forms.
I just think this movie was disingenuous because it could have been about anyone, and they just stuck
Joker onto it. That's true.
And it made $1 billion.
Yeah.
But it was just like,
that's a better way to say what I was trying to say.
But
that's, I agree. That's what I mean, is like, this could have been
this could have been any, yeah, it could have been about any mentally fucking ill human who is disregarded and ignored. But because you shoved Joker, I look at it like this. If this movie wasn't called Joker, it was just about some guy, nobody would have given a fuck.
Which is kind of the theme of Joker, isn't it? Ooh. If I were laying in the street, you would have just walked over me.
Yeah, you don't.
Ooh, look, don't I can put, do art and metaphors too.
Yeah, you don't put all the comic trappings on this shit. You don't put the fucking Bruce Wayne, Thomas Wayne bullshit on it. You don't put any of that in this fucking movie, and it's just about somebody mentally ill. It does not make $1 billion, and people don't look at it like it's fucking groundbreaking.
No, because there are still people who idolize Joker, like, as the character. I mean, people act like that it's cool to be the villain. And I did, I mean, I loved The Dark Knight, and I wore my Jack Nicholson as the Joker shirt to go see The Dark Knight, because I was...
You wore the Jack Nicholson version?
I was a hella Batman nerd in high school and early college, and people can tell you that. I used to have a Batman ring. I was super into it. Anyway, I still think it's cool. I liked the movie aspects of it, and the Jack Nicholson. I loved the nostalgia of those. I like classic movies like that. So
yeah.
That's kind of like the camp reason. It's like fun, but I don't know. I just think it's dumb to kind of like idolize. The reason people went is because Joker. It's like, fuck the 1%, which is, again, whatever. That's true. But like, let's idolize like killing and like mentally ill people. And
yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I hate beating a dead horse, but if this movie wasn't called Joker, nobody would have given a shit.
No.
Like, nobody would have cared that. I mean, maybe they would have cared if Joaquin Phoenix was still in it.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have given a shit if...
And again, that's exactly what Joker says was in just Joker.
If it was just called Man in Suit.
True.
Yeah.
Which also, okay, so that... Let's talk about his portrayal of Joker. Like, obviously, there's so many different versions, and...
I thought his laugh was good.
Yeah, his laugh was pretty on point to me, but I have questions about the history, because I did grow up watching Batman Beyond.
The animated series.
So I have seen all the different versions of Joker, but I am still not as nuanced in the comic book world. I didn't read the comics. I didn't. I watched all of mine were watched, not read.
Sure.
So Joker, I know there's lots of origins and stuff, but to me, he's always been like clever and smart. Yeah. Right. Just also
homicidal.
Like, insane, yeah. So I thought Joaquin's was like a more pitiful and not as cunning, not as smart, not as charming.
But, you know,
And I didn't know if that was like...
I understand what you're saying.
Was he more like how Joaquin portrayed it, or was it... Did Joaquin just do a really good job portraying that version that he created? I mean, was Joker more of a bashful guy, and then he...
I think it's more of the second one. Like, there are a couple of origin stories, and, you know, like you said, the problem is this was an origin story. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't really get to see him be cunning, actual Joker, for lack of a better, you know.
Right.
I did air quotes, but, you know, nobody can see that. But you don't really get to see him be cunning or clever. That more comes along when, like, Batman's involved and shit like that. Just categorically in the comics, he's right. more clever, like, just when he has Batman to play off of.
Right.
Now, there are other origin stories where he is actually pretty pathetic. You know, and they're... the one that everybody talks about is this comic called The Killing Joke. And right. it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Kayla has that one or
yeah,
something.
And it's really good, and... You know, but everybody talks about it. And he is kind of pathetic in that comic, you know, mm-hmm. like how he gets...
I think I actually got... Someone got that for me.
Yeah, how he gets made into the Joker in that. He's just kind of a wimpy, pathetic human. Just kind of like in this. But I don't know. Like, my thing with, you know, my preference on movie Jokers is always, like, I think it's much more fascinating when they don't try to explain their backstory.
Yeah.
Like, the reason I still think Heath Ledger's Joker was the best is because...
He had a different story every time.
He fucking came out of nowhere. Oh. And he was just an agent of chaos, and nobody tried to explain.
No, he just, in different scenes, would tell people why he... Yeah, like, he do you want to know about my scars?
Yeah, he just kept telling people a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And, like, the movie didn't try to explain it either.
No, which is... I think that's also why his was so good, because mm-hmm. it was more chaotic, less sad, mm-hmm. and... more interesting, because we don't get to... it's the mystery of Joker, and that's what we felt like society does. Like, we don't, as a movie, get... like, the viewers don't get some kind of, like, you know, window into him. It's like, we're just as freaked out, like, with
I know,
everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is,
and I think that's
a cool element to keep.
I think that's when it works the best, is when he's... And like you said, I think it works better when he's just a fucking agent of chaos.
Yeah.
And he comes in and nobody tries to explain him.
Yeah.
They're just like, there is this crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dressed like a clown. And also, you know.
And Jack Nicholson's, isn't that the one where he's like dropped into a vat?
Yeah, he's dropped into a vat in Tim Burton's Batman.
Right.
He's,
And it's the chemicals that made him crazy?
No, I mean, they didn't make him crazy. Like, they just fucked up his face.
But... Did he... Because I remember... I haven't watched that one in a long time, but...
Yeah, it's been a while.
So... But he wasn't as... Like, before he dropped into the vat, he wasn't as, like... Like, giggly, blah,
no,
blah, blah. Like,
before
he wasn't...
He dropped, yeah,
he was just
he
like a dick,
the vat,
kind of?
Yeah.
Right?
Before he dropped into the vat, he was just like a petty, like, a little criminal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he drops into the vat.
He drops into the vat and, you know...
And then he starts doing his laugh, though. So it kind of does... The vat made him
crazy. Yeah, maybe. And
crazy.
It's like, there are a lot of holes in that Tim Burton Batman.
Mm, I'm sure there are.
I mean, it's a decent movie, and I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember... I loved it as a kid, fucking obviously, because
yeah.
it's Batman.
I liked the Mr. Freeze Batman as a kid.
Oh.
Wow.
That's not something you want to admit.
No, it's not. I was a
podcast.
Child.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'd still watch it.
Well, yeah, what? You were like 6 when that movie came out?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Of course.
I guess.
I loved Uma Thurman's...
Divorce.
Uma Thurman's Poison Ivy. Loved it. Yes. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but that's my preference for, like, Joker portrayals.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I reiterate, obviously Joaquin Phoenix was good. Nobody's ever going to watch a movie where Joaquin Phoenix is in and be like, man, he was bad.
Yeah.
Because clearly he's a fucking great actor.
Yeah.
But this is the same performance that I've seen him give, like, at least 3 times prior to this.
What scene made you the most frustrated? I remember you said, come on, at one point.
Oh, I don't know. The 3 scenes where they just don't even try to hide that they're fucking ripping off Taxi Driver.
Which scenes?
Well, I can't, like, describe them word by word, but, like, the first fucking scene where he's pointing the gun at the television.
Yeah.
And talking to himself.
Yep.
And then it's actually all they're all variations of that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I know. And then towards the end, you were mad at the actual ending.
You were. I was just mad. Rolling your eyes because everything was so fucking obvious.
Yeah,
it's a very fucking obvious movie.
It is. Everyone, Zach has the microphone in his hands and he is shouting into it. He's mad about it.
I'm not. It's not even that I'm mad about it. It's just I don't understand. I don't understand what people connected with as far as this movie.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a bro connection. I mean, I did see some people who think they have really great taste be like, wow, this movie, like on Facebook, which is just a dumpster fire. Sorry, Facebook people. I'm shitting on all of you.
Oh, but, of course people on Facebook.
But just like, this changed me. This was such a great movie and great performance, blah, blah, blah. Or it's like, bro-y college dudes who are like, ooh, this movie's dark and it's cool, man. Joker's cool, bro. But I think that probably the people that weren't in college bros probably used to be bros and now think that they're like artsy. So
they're art bros?
Yeah. So I just think it's like, I don't know what people... Why do people connect with those fucking Kevin Hart movies or like Kevin James movies or Adam Sandler movies? It's not his good, actual good ones. All those fucking family
the, yeah,
ones.
The couple of good Adam Sandler movies. Yeah.
Oh, you mean Spanglish?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Whatever, I love that movie. Anyway.
Well, you can love whatever you want except for Joker.
Yeah.
If you would have told me you'd love this movie at the end.
Divorce.
I would have been really upset. Not divorce.
Okay.
But I would have just been...
Just like a break.
I wouldn't have... Yeah, I would have gone to a hotel for 3 days.
That's my punishment.
I'm going to a hotel because
get better taste.
Because you love Joker.
Hey, punishment fits the crime.
Yeah, it would.
I think... Yeah, I do think it started way too abruptly. I mean, maybe that's where my headspace was at, but just like diving right into a tear, like... immediate sadness because I don't know. I think maybe I'm used to, and maybe they were trying to be different, but maybe I'm used to a start of like pretend to be happy and then sadness and like the mental demise like creeps up, and then we get to see that they were like trying to be normal as it was. Sure. And then like they dive deep down into it because they keep getting beaten down on, and I think that's maybe a more normal style to do it, but that's what I was prepared to see.
Sure.
And it was immediately like, this man is sad. You will be sad watching him be sad.
You will be sad watching this sad clown.
Yeah. And it was like, okay. And so, and it was so long that I just thought, like,
it just felt really
we needed
long.
To start halfway through his story.
It fucking felt really long, but it was in, you know, straight up numerical terms, 2 hours, which is not, I mean, that's a kind of a normal time for a movie.
Yeah.
But it felt fucking long.
Yeah.
It's because I think there were like, I think it had the movie had the same scenes over and over again. Like,
it's true.
He shows up somewhere and he gets upset and then he runs away. Do you know how many times he ran away in this movie?
A lot.
From like a fucking... It was the same fucking scene.
Yeah.
Like he would show up. He would be a little crazy. People would look at him. They'd tilt their head. Then he'd run away.
I know. And I was going to say, think about the music on the stairs that made you so mad. I thought that was so misplaced. I mean, I get that they were doing like... like a symphony, like orchestra.
They were trying to do the, and I get that's a thing.
And then you try mixed to do, with current or more current music. And
you
so,
get to, you know, you try and do like ironic needle drops.
Right. And
but that shit was just awful and out of fucking place. And I don't even know the name of that fucking song.
And you know.
But I'm so tired of hearing it.
And you know who that scene was for.
Bros. Yeah.
That's what they play at all college football games.
Yeah.
I know. I've been to all of them.
Yeah, that stupid fucking...
That's for the bros.
Yeah, really? That's what you're going to fucking play?
Because didn't Todd Phillips do Hangover movies?
Yes.
That's like the number one bro movie.
Yes.
Yes, he's a bro. Who thinks he's... Oh my God, he grew into an art bro.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he gets metaphors.
Yeah. Todd Phillips is a fucking art bro that thinks he gets metaphors.
Yeah.
That's what led him to making Joker.
Yep.
Honestly, where else can you fucking go beyond that? That's the explanation of this fucking movie. Todd Phillips is became a fucking art bro who thinks he gets metaphors.
Yep, I win.
And he made Joker.
The end.
Cut, print. That's the explanation, the critical analysis that this movie needs. Anyway. Next time, I hope we don't have to watch something so tedious, but, you know, this is, I guess, the nature of our podcast.
It's going to be Transformers.
The next thing we're going to watch is Transformers?
I don't know, maybe. It's a good trash movie. I'd love to trash it.
Well.
People loved it. I remember. Anyway, go ahead.
I would much rather not do Transformers, but.
We'll see how it works.
Yeah, we will. Okay, well. That was fun.
I guess it was.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.